We spoke with Brent Conley, First Selectman of Sharon, earlier, and we spoke about the transfer station, the Salisbury-Sharon transfer station, and both towns have town meetings coming up. And right now, we're going to bring in Curtis Rand, the First Selectman of Salisbury. Good morning, Curtis.
Hi, Marshall. How are you?
Good. Another busy week for not only you, but the Transfer Station Committee because and the Board of Finance, a series of meetings coming up. First, let's talk about what's happening this week in general.
Just about that, you mean?
Yeah, about the whole process that's going on this week, yeah.
Yeah, well, we've had, by the way, I've added it up, I think, there's at least 50 people who've been working on this for over 20 years. But the recent committees, the Transfer Station Building Committee, recommended to the SSRRA that we proceed with the low bidder, which is Burlington, on the project, which, as everyone knows, I think, was approximately $1 million over the estimate from 3 years ago from the engineering firm. And so we obviously have to go back to the residents and ask for that overrun. It's been a lengthy process, and we're very much hooked to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, their rural development funding, and they have said that there's no negotiating down with Burlington right now, because there's not enough competition, and their requirements for competition preclude that. So they want us to sign with Burlington and then negotiate down through cost through change orders. And so that's what we're asking the voters to do, to authorize an extra $507,000 in Salisbury, and I think it might be some minor amount different in Sharon. And at that point, I think we're confident we can start to lower the price. So while we're asking for 507 in Salisbury, we don't think it'll end up being 507.
Well, when I was speaking with Brent Colley, he was also telling me that the town of Sharon is going to take money from certain places, so it's not actually going to be borrowing the full 507, and that by actually you putting this out for 40 years, that not only the people from today are paying for the transfer station, but people down the road who also use it are going to be paying for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's an appeal of the USDA, that this is a permanent, long-term facility that everyone needs, so why should we all pay for it? Why should we pay for all of it right now? Why not ask a couple of future generations to share in that? And USDA makes that possible with these 40-year loans. They're giving us on the main cost of the original cost that went to the town meetings and got approved. It's 40-year money at 1.62%. How we pay for the rest, we're both eligible for an extension of the USDA loan at a slightly higher interest rate. Or if the surplus is high, you could take it out of that. And we don't really know the exact number. We just are very confident that it will be lower than the 507. We each have a $250,000 STEEP grant, which is reimbursable at the end of this. And so we're factoring that in. We think that'll go against the 507. The committee, the Transfer Station Building Committee, who's done a wonderful job, will start to decide with Burlington and the engineer anchor what things might be reduced and what cost savings may be found.
You know, you pointed out a very good topic that Brent pointed out. The entire Sharon Board of Selectmen was not in on the beginning of this, and I know looking at the Salisbury Board of Selectmen, none of you were in on the beginning of this. Now, you, Curtis, have the longest length of term of being around, so you've been involved a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been quite a process. Now, if the towns approve this money, what happens next? Does the actual construction begin?
Well, I think it would probably be in the spring, but we would obviously meet with Burlington and Anchor and sign the contract with USDA, probably with their approval, and then proceed, I would guess, over the few weeks or early winter to put in some change orders that will reduce this number, with the hope that they could be breaking ground in, you know, late winter, early spring, maybe even sooner.
All right. Now, for Salisbury, there's two back-to-back town meetings. You're going to have your town meeting on the 19th at 7, right?
Yeah, Wednesday, 7:30.
Wednesday at 7:30, the town meeting in Salisbury, and then the next night in Sharon, the town meeting to vote will be held then. You also have meetings with the Board of Finance and everything earlier this week, just meetings which is going to send it all to a town meeting, right?
Yeah, those are just to recommend. I think Sharon's already done that. That's a requirement of USDA. And we've all discussed this pretty much at length.
Well, and we tell people if anybody wants more information on it, we have probably 35, 40 different videos that are up on our site, because we've been filming these videos since the very beginning.
It's the Energizer Bunny, this project.
And keeps on giving, that's right.
Yeah, keeps on giving. I would just say we are all so grateful for the hard work that these committees have done. They've traveled to other states. They've met and met and met and deliberated and looked at other facilities and interviewed engineers, and it's really remarkable. For years, they've been going around trying to find the best solution for us, and I think we've zeroed in on something that will really be a way that the two towns can work together to control this problem forever. And it's not going to go away, this issue of solid waste. It's difficult and ever-changing. So I want to thank them and also the staff, who's been working in a pretty inadequate environment over there for many years. And I want to thank Hotchkiss, because they have offered this site. It was never intended to be for this long. They're charging us $1 a year. It's an inadequate site. It's surrounded by wetlands. And they've been more than patient about that. So lots of gratitude to go around.
All right. So once again, the meetings the first town meeting for Salisbury residents will be held on the 19th at 7:30 at Town Hall, and then the next night, the 20th, Sharon Town Hall will be a town meeting, and these meetings are just solely to vote on this issue, right?
Yeah, the agendas are a little bit different. We have a policy of posting advertising for meetings two times.
Yep.
We posted in the Lakefield Journal twice, and unfortunately, in the intervening Monday, the bond attorney for Sharon and Salisbury interjected some other language. So so Sharon got that right, because they only advertised it once. So we have to clean up a little bit at some long future meeting. But the basic premise is we're asking the voters to increase the amount requested, you know, by 507.
All right. Well, Curtis, once again, thanks. I know you're on your way to another meeting this morning. Thanks for taking a few minutes to explain this. And once again, we hope as many as townspeople turn out as possible, because this is a vote, and it's a vote that everybody who is a voter and a resident of the towns should get involved in, because it involves the next 40 years of getting rid of solid waste.
Yeah, and I think it would be great, Marshall. Sometime we'd love to come on and really talk about the whole waste stream and how it gets managed at the state. It's a pretty interesting story.
All right, Curtis. Yeah,
and we've got a seat at that table.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marshall, and appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Curtis Rand, first electman of Salisbury this morning. Of course, we spoke to Brent Colley on Friday from Sharon.